This is kind of extraordinary. A paralyzed man has regained the use of his arm and hand using a device that decodes his thoughts. NPR's John Hamilton reports on the technology here. It enables basic tasks like holding a coffee mug.
Bill Cochevar was in his 40s when he was paralyzed in a bicycle accident. And for the next 8 years, he was unable to move any part of his body below his shoulders. The damage to his spine meant signals from his brain had no way to reach those distant muscles. Then, researchers in Cleveland were able to create a new connection between Cochevar's brain and his right arm and hand.
Well, it was amazing because I thought about moving my arm, and it did. I could move it in and out, up and down.
Cochevar talked about his experience in a video made by Case Western Reserve University. He says regaining the use of his arm and hand allowed him to do simple things without help.
I ate a pretzel. I drank water.
He even found a way to scratch his nose. The research that made all this possible is the work of Case Western, the Cleveland VA Medical Center, and University Hospitals Cleveland Medical Center. It's part of a larger federally funded effort known as BrainGate. Robert Kirsch of Case Western says the system relies on electrodes in Cochevar's brain. They detect signals coming from areas he once used to control his hand and arm.
We record the signals from those areas, and we have an algorithm that then sort of transforms those neural signals into intended movements, the movements that he intended to make.
But movement requires muscles, so the system sends electrical signals directly to the appropriate muscles in Cochevar's arm. The upshot is he can extend his arm and grab things with his hand. Kirsch says this sort of technology, which took more than a decade to develop, is still in its early stages.
I think what we've done, though, is shown that we can put this all together and it's feasible. We can actually record signals from his brain, determine what he's trying to do, and make that happen.
For Cochevar, who spent 8 years unable to move his hand, that's a big deal.
I'm still wowed every time I do something amazing.
The research on Cochevar appears in the journal The Lancet. John Hamilton, NPR News.